We present The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted in six parts for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. The Doomed Oasis, Part 6.
ايش هذا؟
جمال قادم، جمال!
هذا جمال!
مين هذا؟
والله لابس عقال وهابي! انت مين؟ وعايز ايه؟
حاج وتكا، is he here?
الفرنجي بيريد الحاج وتكا!
Do you understand? I want to see Hajj Whittaker.
Hajj Whittaker? Aywa.
Leish he dowser, min hinek.
Thank God. Colonel Whittaker?
Grant? Is that you?
Yes.
I'd never have recognized you. You look all in. Inter, Sardo.
Aywa, Colonel.
Enzil.
Enzil is like a
hana. Ala makhluk.
Foot here.
Thank you. Salam.
Alaykum salam.
Come into the tent, Grant. You can rest in here. Yusuf, Sardo.
Tayyib, ya Colonel.
Water?
Yes, thank you.
Have you eaten?
No, not since yesterday morning.
Yusuf, Atalil Afarangi.
Tayyib, ya Colonel.
Do you feel up to telling me what this is all about?
Actually, I thought I was heading for the coast, for Barami. And I heard the sound of an oil drill. I wondered if it might be you.
You were lucky it was. This is no time for anyone to be wandering around this part of the border on his own.
No.
What's happened to David? Well?
He's cut the Emir of Had's water supply. He's blown up the two supply wells.
What?
That's where I left him 2 days ago.
In Had?
In the fort at Jebel al-Akbar. It overlooks the town of Had.
I know that, Grant. But sending you out into the desert alone, the boy must be mad.
Someone had to get out with the news. Salim's dead. And young Ali.
So who's with him now? Anyone?
Just the two. Hamid and bin Sulayman.
Damn fool. He should have got out as soon as he'd blown up the wells. He'd made the grand gesture. Wasn't that enough?
No. It's too late for a gesture.
What's got into the boy? Does he want to make a martyr of himself?
Colonel, ta'am lil-afranji. Ruth zib-lahm il-jabal. Hada il-li-bagga minnina.
Shukran, Yusuf. You'd better eat something. And then you can rest. I need time to think.
Colonel! What's going on?
Ah, woken up, have we, then?
Who's that?
Bill Gould, CEO of the Tushil Oman Scouts. I raised him on the radio, gave him your news.
Hello, Charles!
Bill!
It's the fellow you were talking about.
Grant, yes.
Bill Gould, Tushil Oman Scouts.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Grant, I need an up-to-date briefing on the situation in Had. That's why I'm here.
Senor Grant! Senor Grant!
Roof Feeney!
Who the hell's that?
Italian journalist.
My God, that's all we need.
Senor Grant, I'm so happy to see you. How are you, eh?
I'm still here, Roof Feeney. A bit chopped soil, but still here. Have you met Colonel Whittaker?
Ah, the famous Hajj Whittaker. I'm pleased to meet you, Colonel.
How do you do?
Molto lieto, Sandro Ruffini.
What on earth are you doing here, Ruffini?
I'm under arrest, Signor Grant.
Under escort, Ruffini.
The British don't want Ruffini in Bahrain. They don't want him near Tarifa or Had.
You're not under arrest, I keep telling you.
Listen, Signor Grant. I told you in Bahrain, I think you are sitting on a story. Now it's true, eh?
I'd quite like to hear what he has to say myself, Ruffini, if you don't mind.
Well, it's quite simple, really. You probably know most of it anyway.
Only that young David's gone and blown up the wells at Had.
Damn fool.
The Emir deserved it after what he's done to Tarifa.
Yes, all right, Grant. But what's the situation with David now?
I told you, Bill, the boy set up camp in Jebel al-Akbar.
He's up there in the fort with two of his men.
For what purpose?
He intends to shoot anyone who attempts to repair the wells.
Good God.
I told you, Bill, the boy is mad.
We can't keep that up for long. Not without water.
Certo.
He's got water. And he's got ammunition. 2 crates of it.
Yes. You know, Charles, with water and ammunition, 3 men could hold that fort forever.
Tell me, why the Colonel Lusan does this? He will be killed in the end. And for what, eh?
For what? Tit for tat, Ruffini. The Emir of Had has cut off Tarifa's water supply. Now David is going to do the same to Had. Deny them water until the Emir publicly acknowledges the existing border between Had and Tarifa.
Fantastic!
Has anyone yet appraised the Emir of David Whittaker's ultimatum?
Not as far as I know.
He'll find out soon enough. Just as soon as I file this story, Ruffini's byline will be on the front pages of the world tomorrow. If you will excuse me, I would like a few private explanations from Signor Grant.
By all means.
Come, Signor Grant.
Excuse me.
Explain to me this business about the fortress,
eh? That boy of yours, Charles. He's going to get himself killed if someone doesn't do something about it.
Can't you do something? I mean, yours is the only real authority here.
Yes, but I'm not allowed to use it. The political resident is absolutely adamant. We mustn't get involved. I can't say I blame him in the circumstances.
Then what do you expect me to do?
Well, you must have some influence with Emir, surely.
No.
Well, no contact at all?
Well, not really. Though if the political resident were to authorize me to negotiate a settlement in the border dispute...
No, out of the question, Charles. And you know it.
Yeah.
Pity. The boy's got guts.
He's got the impatience of youth, damn him.
Impetuosity, Charles. You had it too at his age. Damn it, Charles, your whole reputation was built on situations like this.
That's all in the past.
The Bedou still sing songs about you.
Oh, maybe.
But I'll tell you something, Charles. If that boy of yours holds out for even a week, he's the one who'll go down in desert history. It's him they'll be singing songs about. I'm sorry I can't take you with me, Grant. There just isn't enough room.
If Captain Finney is in charge, Colonel, and I'll be happy.
We have an arrangement with one of your English newspapers. They will print your David Whittaker story. Tomorrow the world will read about it. We have promised.
Thank you, Ruffini. Thank you.
Oh, Charles?
Yes?
I'm going to suggest to the political resident that the answer might be a mediator of some sort. What do you think, Grant?
Well, yes, I suppose it might.
Good. You'd be ideal.
Me?
Young Whittaker obviously trusts you. And to the Emir, you'll be a disinterested third party.
Wouldn't Colonel Whittaker be a better choice?
I'm not sure my own son would trust me.
Well, I'm not...
Except it would be good.
For a follow-up story for you.
Yes, and to give your son publicity, Colonel, eh? Or perhaps that does not please you.
Damn you.
Arrivederci, Signor Grant. Accept the offer, please.
Well, Grant.
Well, I've come this far.
Good. If the political resident approves, I'll be sending a company of scouts to the border. I'll get Captain Berry to pick you up here en route. Is that all right?
Is that Chuck Berry?
Why, do you know him?
I've met him.
So much the better. Goodbye, then. Good luck. You too, Charles.
Questions were raised in the House of Commons this evening about reports that a British citizen was among those allegedly besieged in the fortress of Jebel al-Akbar in the Arab Emirate of Had. The Foreign Secretary replied that he had as yet received no official confirmation of the story and promised the House that inquiries would be made as a matter of some urgency. The Minister of Employment received a delegation of trade unionists.
Well, it seems your wretched Italian pal got his story out.
So it would appear.
Much good it'll do, David. It'll all be hushed up. You'll see.
Maybe.
He's been there 6 days and it's still only a rumour. How much longer can he hold out?
As long as it takes. Anyway, thanks for letting me listen to the radio.
Yeah,
what is it, Colonel?
A truce of scouts. And in strength, by the look of it.
That's marvellous.
Is it?
Of course it is. At least something's happening.
Is that the fellow Bill was sending for you?
Berry? Yes, it is. Hello there, Chuck.
George? George Grant?
Yes.
Good God.
What's the matter?
You've seen yourself lately. I hardly recognise you.
A lot's been happening since I last saw you.
Anyway, Colonel Gooch told me to pick you up.
So the political resident has accepted Grant as a go-between?
Well, no, sir, not yet.
Ah.
You don't know Colonel Whittaker, Chuck?
No.
Colonel Whittaker, this is Captain Chuck Berry.
How do you do?
I've heard a lot about you, sir.
And a lot more about my son, no doubt.
Yes, you must be very proud of him, sir. You're drilling.
Why else would I be here?
Well, in the circumstances... Still, I suppose you know what you're doing.
Yes, I do.
Yes, well, you fit, George.
Ready when you are.
Come on, then. Goodbye, Colonel. Pleased to have met you.
Goodbye, Colonel. And good luck.
It's too late, Grant. They'll all be killed.
Come on, George. We've got a lot of sand to cover. You know, George, that's the man I've always wanted to meet. Colonel Whittaker.
Yes.
I'm surprised he's left this to his son, I must say. After what's happened in Sarafa these past few days, I'd have thought a man like that would be out raising the desert tribes against the Emir instead of digging a dirty great hole in the sand. Excuse me.
Yes?
I'd better report in that I've got you on board.
Ah.
Hello, Zero. This is India One. Over.
Hello, India One. This is Zero. Send. Over.
We have just collected our passenger and are en route for our takeout. All call signs present and correct. Estimated time of arrival, 20-30 hours. Over.
Roger, India One. The port on arrival, just takeout. Over.
India One, roger and out. Well, this is it, George. As far as we go.
Fine.
Technically, we're slap on the frontier with Had. We don't cross it until I'm given the okay. Nothing to stop us looking, though. Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
We'll set our camp here, right?
Sir.
Oh, it's nice to stretch my legs.
Yes. That's the town of Had down there.
Ah, yes.
Here, take the glasses.
Thanks. The place looks dead, doesn't it?
It's always like that.
Captain Burris, sir. Colonel Gooch is on the ready for you.
Coming. Now we'll find out which way the wind is blowing. Thank you. Hello, Niner. This is India One. Send over.
Hello, India One. This is Niner. Sunray speaking. I've just come from the political resident. The Emir has agreed for you to go on the flag of truce to Jebel al-Akbar to negotiate with Whittaker. Roger, sir.
India One, roger.
Mr. Grant may proceed across the border to the fort at dawn tomorrow in Figure 1 Land Rover, carrying a white flag. The Emir offers Whittaker and his men safe conduct to the border if, I repeat, if and only if, they surrender themselves to your custody.
David won't wear that.
Roger, Niner. George Grant is of the opinion that such an offer will not prove acceptable, I repeat, not acceptable to Whittaker. Over.
Inspector Grant, a damn well persuade him. Young Whittaker's lucky to get the chance of getting him up with a whole skin.
India One, roger and out.
I'm sorry, Chuck. There's no way David will come out with us. Not in a million years.
We've got to give him the chance. Try and make him see reason. Like old Gooch says, it's his only chance to get out with a whole skin.
Hmm. But I don't think David's worried about his own skin. Cool. I feel as though we're driving through a minefield.
I know what you mean. God for the white flag. I can't help but admire young Whittaker's tactical appreciation. Three men and they got the whole town by the short and curlies.
I think that's the gate into the fort, what's left of it.
Hand grenade. Must have been Whittaker's. The gate's blown outwards, see?
Yes.
He must have rushed him, or tried to.
My God. He must have killed a dozen of them.
At least. The price of war, George.
Hope David's all right.
We'll soon find out. You'd better give them a shout. Let them know we're friendly.
Right.
And keep your head down, just in case.
Oh, God. Stench!
Get on with it.
David! David Whittaker! It's me, George Grant! David!
Hang on.
What do you think?
It's too quiet. I don't like it.
David! Hamid! Bin Suleiman! Anyone! It's me! George Grant!
Up there.
David! Thank God!
George? What are you doing here?
I brought Captain Berry of the Trucial Scout.
Hi, you all okay?
Hamid's a bit weak. A rock splinter from a ricochet. Vince Lyman's leg smashed. Can't move, but he can still shoot. Bloody well, too.
And you?
All right.
The Emir has given Grant permission to negotiate with you.
The Emir says that if you leave with us now, he guarantees you safe passage to the border.
Anything to get us out of here. He's getting desperate.
Well, he's losing faith, that's for sure.
Good. Then he's ready to recognize the border with the Raper.
Come out, David. You've done all a man can do.
Not yet, George. Not until that little bastard recognizes the border as it stands. You shouldn't have come back, George. You should have come to Sharjah. That's what we agreed. Tell the world. Otherwise, we'll achieve nothing.
But it's done, David. It's done. I gave the whole story to a journalist. He got it out. It's front page news, David. Believe me. Questions in the house, all that.
Thank God. The authorities will have to act. It's only a question of time.
For God's sake, you've made your point now, David. There's no question about that. You can leave now. You've won.
No. No, George. Not until it's all signed and sealed.
But look, that might take a while. You can't hold out here indefinitely.
We'll survive. We have to.
But, David, listen to reason.
It's no good, George. You're not going to move him.
No, you're right.
How much water have you got up there?
Not too much. But we'll manage.
You'd better take our water bottles, George.
Oh, yes.
Thanks. Here. Can you reach?
Got it. Thanks. That's good enough for a few more days.
What about food?
We've got plenty.
بيحاولوا يسحبوا من الخلف ظنوا إننا ما نراهم.
The bloody Emir is trying to use you as a diversion, the bastard. I must get back. But you'd better go too, before they forget your flag of truce.
He's got a point, actually. Come on.
Thanks, George, for everything. And you too, Captain.
Good luck!
Allah Akbar!
Come on, George. There's nothing more we can do here. Let's get back to the front here. Good morning.
Hello there, Chuck. Well, how goes it?
Just running the glasses over the town.
Anything happened down there?
No, it's quiet all round, in the town and the fort. The whole place is like a morgue.
I hope David's all right. It's been 3 days.
Oh, hold on, there's something going on.
What?
Difficult to say from this range. There's a lot of riders and camels milling around by the Emir's palace.
Another raid on the fort, do you think?
Not on camels. Hang on. They're moving off. Here, you look.
Thanks. Interesting.
What?
I think they might be heading in our direction.
Captain Berry, sir! Helicopter coming! Pilot says got the food on board!
Thank you!
Sir!
Sergeant Rashid!
Sir!
Take the glasses, keep an eye on that party of riders down there.
Yes, sir!
See if you can work out what they're up to.
Very good, sir.
What brings Colonel Googe out here in such a rush, I wonder?
Well, we're either going in or pulling out altogether.
Good God, who on earth? Rufini! That's the journalist who got David's story out.
And the odds are that we are going in.
Good! Rufini!
Oh,
thanks for getting the story out. It's really stirred things up.
Very, I'm assuming command forthwith.
Very good, sir.
What's happening, Colonel?
The balloon's gone up, Grant.
The Emir had the tactical Colonel Whittaker's drilling rig. Destroyed it. Poof! Many people are killed.
And Charles Whittaker is missing.
Missing?
Yes. We've searched the whole area, but there was no trace of him.
So, what happens now?
That, I think, depends on London, eh, Colonel?
Well, they certainly won't allow some blasted little Emir to go around smashing up British oil rigs. Particularly one that's on Sarafa's sovereign territory.
Sarafa's sovereign territory? That means the politicians are backing Sarafa's claims.
No, Grant. They're backing international law.
But it amounts to the same thing.
Possibly. Anyway, Sir Philip Gore's been raising hell in Bahrain, and the Gulf Oman Development Company has been raising it everywhere else.
But what's this got to do with Gulf Oman? They've no interest in Sarafa, not now.
Well, I don't know where you got that idea. There is a signed concession agreement between Gulf Oman and Sarafa.
I don't think so, Colonel.
I'm sorry, Grant, I've seen it.
You can't have done it. It was torn up.
Earhart showed me a copy in Bahrain only yesterday.
I see.
Excuse me, sir, but what's the form now? Are we going in?
Yes, Berry. Just as soon as the political resident gives the word.
Captain Berry, sir. Camel column is heading this way. This is Amir Abdel Zayed bin Sultan.
Excuse me, sir. All units, stand by your weapons. Prepare to engage, but await my command. I repeat, await my command.
Well, it seems that events aren't going to wait for the political resident after all. You're judging by appearances, Grant.
Stay where you are. Come no further.
If they rush us now...
They won't. They hate armored vehicles.
That one? Is he the Emir?
Yes, the Emir Abdul Zayed bin Sultan. In all his glory.
Aha.
I come in peace. At Arvin.
Thank God he's come to parley. All right, Berry.
Sir. You may come forward, Your Highness.
Right, Berry. Stand your ground and cover me.
Very good, sir.
Your Highness, salam.
Aleikum as-salam.
I also come in peace, Your Highness. What is it you wish to say to me?
Nasrani murderers.
I beg your pardon?
Nasrani murderers. Why are you here?
To protect the peace, Your Highness.
30 of my people are dead, and you come here armed to protect the peace.
Many innocent people of Sarefa are also dead. We have come here to ensure that no more will die, on either side.
And what of those in the fortress of Jabal al-Akbar? Are they also not to die? They have murdered my people. Ah, but I forget. They have only killed a few Arabs. It does not matter about Arabs.
You know that is not true, Your Highness.
But when the life of one murdering Nasrani is threatened, you come armed in peace to protect him from the death he deserves.
We come to preserve the peace for both Arab and Nasrani.
Aha. But what if the Nasrani had killed one of his own? What if he had killed another Nasrani? What then? Is he still entitled to your protection?
I don't understand.
You will see. Yip Ijamal! Huna! I'm the Rujili. See for yourself.
My God! Colonel!
Stay where you are, Grant.
Let me, Colonel, please.
Let the Nasrani do as he wishes.
Very well. See to it, Grant.
Oh, my God. It's Colonel Whittaker.
Charles.
Oh, no.
This man's son has murdered my people. But you will not say it is murder. Now look at that which lies before you and say, before Allah, this also is not murder.
He's been shot in the head.
By his own son. You may go to Jabal al-Akbar, Colonel. We will not stop you. Go to Jabal al-Akbar and remove your carrion from our land. For the smell is offensive to us and to Allah himself. Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Grant and Pettigrew. Just a moment, please. It's ringing for you. Good morning. May I help you, sir?
Hello, Betty.
Mr. Grant! I hardly recognized you. You're all brown and healthy looking.
Thank you. Is my uncle in?
Mm-hmm. And he's free, believe it or not.
I'll go straight in, then. Surprise him.
Give him a heart attack, I shouldn't wonder. Anyway, welcome home.
Thanks. It's nice to be back. Really.
Good morning.
Grant
and Hello, Uncle Henry.
George! How are you, my boy?
Fighting fit, thank you.
You know, I was beginning to wonder whether you were ever coming back.
Frankly, so was I.
The flesh pots of Arabia, eh?
Hardly.
Oh, sit down.
Thanks.
Yes, Mr. Grant?
Do you think you could rustle up some coffee, maybe?
It's on its way.
Oh, well done. Well, now, young George, let's hear all about it.
There's a lot to tell.
I don't doubt it. I've been trying to follow it in the newspapers, but I can't make head or tail of it. Other than the fact that we appear to have lost a long-standing client.
Colonel Whittaker, you mean?
Yes. There also seems to be some suggestion that he was killed by his own son.
Yes, well, that's what the Emir of Had thought.
And it's not true.
It's not possible. Colonel Whittaker was shot at close range with a British service revolver.
Ah.
David and the two Arabs with him only had rifles.
Who killed him? The Emir?
It seems unlikely. The Emir was holding Colonel Whittaker hostage to David's actions. Mm. Unless he could talk David into surrendering, he would be abandoned without water out in the desert.
So David refused to surrender, presumably?
Colonel Whittaker never asked him to. In fact, according to David, he wanted to join them in defending the fort.
Then why on earth didn't David accept?
Well, he was very weak by that time, semi-delirious. Anyway, he no longer trusted his father's motives.
Mm. So the Colonel committed suicide, is that what you're saying?
That would be in my view.
Perhaps. And what about David Whittaker?
He's still in hospital. It'll be some time before he's fully recovered.
Yes, but after that, what will he do?
Well, I should think he'll go back to Serafa. Now they've got oil at last, there's enough work there to last a lifetime, rebuilding the phallages.
The whatages?
The phallages. They're sort of aqueducts in the desert.
Yes. Weren't they the things the Emir of Fotsit kept blowing up?
Yes.
Well, what's to stop him blowing them up again?
International law. What? And a big international oil company to back it. The Emir won't dare challenge the border again.
Or David Whittaker, I suspect. You know, for a chap who was once on the run from the law, that lad hasn't done at all badly.
I'd say he's done pretty damn well, all things considered.
Yes. So have you, George. So have you. You went away a metaphorical babe in arms and have come back looking like Lawrence of Arabia. Minus the headdress, of course.
I haven't unpacked it yet.
Well, on behalf of Grant and Pettigrew, welcome back to the fold, George.
Thank you, Uncle.
Now, back to business, eh?
Yes, worse luck.
You remember that dangerous driving case you handled for me just before you went traipsing off to desert climbs?
Vaguely. Harley or something, was it? Kept wanting to appeal against conviction.
That's the chap. Well, he's got a parking ticket now.
Oh, no. But the man's an idiot, Uncle.
I couldn't agree more, George. But to get you back into the swing of things, it's a good one to cut your teeth on.
Oh, cut his ruddy throat.
Oh, steady, George. This is not the tooth and claw stuff of Araby, you know.
That was part 6, the final episode of The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. Also featuring Bernard Horsfall as Colonel Whittaker, Christopher Gard as David Whittaker, Robert Rietti as Ruffini, Nicholas Courtney as Colonel Goodge, David McAllister as Captain Chuck Berry, Ali Rafai as Yusuf, Adam Hussein as Sergeant Rashid, Mohammed Sultan as the crucial Oman scout, Renu Setna as Abdul Zaid, Emir of Hud, Robert James as Henry Grant, and Jill Lidston as Betty. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Produced by John Fawcett Wilson.